last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم dear listeners and welcome to The Last Savior. I'm your host Muzaffar Haider and I'm here in the studio today with a very special guest Dr. Murtaza Karimi. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dr. Murtaza has a PhD in Islamic studies and he's going to guide us through an entire series of discussions about the end times, particularly about the Savior. We're going to be going through definitions. We're going to be going through actual ahadith, I presume. And inshallah, we're going to be unveiling the entire thing. For many people out there, it's going to be a reminder. And certainly for me, it's going to be a reminder as well. And we hope to learn some new things along the way also, inshallah. Today, we wanted to go to actually the idea of there being trials and tribulations at the end times.
We have the word, the Arabic word fitna, and we see that some books have been written by both Shia and Sunni scholars under the title of Al-Malahim wal-Fitan, and especially they are referring to the events which will take place in future, I mean from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the word fitna has been used in the narrations. And this is one of the features of what we call it Akhir Zaman, or the end of time, or the final age.
I've always been confused about how we translate fitna. When you say the word fitna, I mean, in an Arabic, Urdu, Farsi context, it makes sense. It's a kind of corruption, but at the same time we use it in this way where we say, you know, it's kind of test from Allah or a tribulation. But what do we actually mean by this?
When we refer to the examples of fitna as mentioned in the narrations, specifically about Akhir Zaman, the best translation that I've come to is trial and tribulation.
Okay.
Sometimes it is, I mean, when the narrations talk about a fitna in the end of time, they are talking about a kind of test for the people. For example, the fitna of Dajjal, for example. It might be also a kind of affliction, but I mean, to begin with, it is a kind of trial. It's a kind of test for the people. Sometimes fitna is a kind of affliction. For example, the narrations talk about some illnesses to be a kind of fitna in Akhir Zaman. So for our discussion, maybe to translate it into trial and tribulation can be a good equivalent for the word fitna in the narrations about Akhir Zaman. So we have both. Sometimes they are in the form of trials and sometimes in the form of tribulations. So why we are discussing this issue, the fact is that, as I mentioned, in the narrations, the Imams of the Ahl Bayt and the Prophet, they are talking about the fitnas of Akhir Zaman. As the Shia, as Muslims, who, according to some narrations, we live in Akhir Zaman, inshallah, we'll discuss about the concept of Akhir Zaman, we need to know about these fitnas. So if we are afflicted, then if they are kind of test, then we need to know how to be successful in these divine trials. If they are in the kind of tribulations and afflictions, how can we be patient over these afflictions? And sometimes the fitna is for other people. We need to know the true reaction from us regarding the fitna, which is for other people. So this is the importance of this topic for us, for all the Muslims in general, and for the Shia in specific. But before that, we need to define the word Akhir Zaman. And unfortunately, this is one of the points that many people ignore when they talk about the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And that is because of the fact that the word Akhir Zaman has been mentioned in many narrations. And some people think that in all the narrations, the word Akhir Zaman referred to just like few years before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi or some people try to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi Salamullah alayhi. So they see that, you see, this is mentioned in the narration as a sign for Akhir Zaman, so Imam Mahdi will come in the following week, for example,
the following year, for example. Let me stop you right there, Doctor. With your permission, we'd like to go to a short break.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to the studio. We've been talking about the definition here, the definition of fitna, and we said that it's, a good translation would be trials and tribulations. We've also talked about Akhir al-Zaman and said that it's the end times. But now Dr. Karimi is going to talk about what is it all about.
Yeah,
what does it actually mean?
As I mentioned, the word Akhir al-Zaman has been mentioned in the narrations, but they refer like to, according to some scholars, 10 different definitions and 10 different eras.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, this is very interesting. As I mentioned, some people just, translate and understand the word Akhir al-Zaman just to refer to a few years before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Let me refer to some of them. In some narrations, when the word Akhir al-Zaman and the fitnas in Akhir al-Zaman are used, they are referring to the advent of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. So according to some narrations, Akhir al-Zaman in those narrations refer to the time when the Holy Prophet was appointed as the last prophet. So compared to previous prophets, this is Akhir al-Zaman.
Akhir al-Zaman starts from the era of Islam.
Exactly.
Ayyam-e Jahiliyyah is the era before, and before now that. We're in Akhir al-Zaman.
This is according to some narrations.
Wow, okay.
Some narrations refer to the fitnas of Akhir al-Zaman, and they refer to the time when the Holy Prophet passes away and the issue of his successorship begins. According to some other narrations, fitna of Akhir al-Zaman are for those few years of the governance of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And some narrations refer to Akhir al-Zaman, and they mean the fitnas at the time of the Umayyad caliphs and Abbasid caliphs. When it comes to Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, sometimes Akhir al-Zaman is used in the narration to refer to the time before his uprising. And as I mentioned, some people think that this is the only definition of the word Akhir al-Zaman, which is not a true understanding.
Before this conversation, that's what I assumed as well.
And in some narrations, the word Akhir al-Zaman is used to refer to the time after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And then another group of the narration refer to Akhir al-Zaman as the time just before the end of this world and before the Day of Judgment, like after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi and after his governance. So some narrations talk about Akhir al-Zaman, and we can call it as equivalent to Ashrat al-Sa'ah, which is the what happens in this world just before the Day of Judgment occurs and begins. So in some narrations, Akhir al-Zaman and the fitnas of Akhir al-Zaman refer to that specific time. So this is very important for our dear listeners, that we shouldn't think that as soon as we see a narration in which, for example, a sign has been mentioned for Akhir al-Zaman, we should not think that it's only referring to the time just before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. In some cases, it refers to a time before that, or a time after that, or during the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, and may Allah hasten his reappearance. So we are going to discuss the narrations which talk about the trials and tribulations in our time. That is the time of the major occultation, which is before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Does it mean that we are very close to that? We hope so. But these narrations only talk about the fitnas of Akhir al-Zaman, meaning the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But it doesn't mean that if we see any of these signs, it means that the reappearance is very, very close, although we hope so.
That's absolutely fascinating. Dr. Karimi, if you don't mind, if we could just go for a quick break and then we'll come back, inshallah.
The Last Savior. We're
waiting for you to die by your side. I know he's one of the Ahlul Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back to the studio. We've been discussing about the end times, and Dr. Karimi was just about to open up about actually recognizing how those signs apply to us and how we should actually view them. Dr. Karimi.
The other point that we need to discuss before going to the details about the fitnas of Akhir Zaman is the fact that some people ask, why do we need to have all these fitnas to begin with? And especially in this case, we are referring to fitna as divine tests and trials. Let me refer to some verses in the Quran to come to this understanding that trials and divine tests are there for all the people. So it's general. Although it might be, regarding the quantity and quality, it may differ from one person to another. But the Noble Book of Quran is telling us that you need to know that divine tests are for all the people. There is no exception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Baqarah, verse 214, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة? Do you suppose that you shall enter paradise? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Though there has not yet come to you the like of what befell who went before you, مَسَتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. Trials and afflictions happen to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing all Muslims and all the people and referring to the fact that just like the people before you, you will be also tested. Another interesting verse, as mentioned in chapter Ankabut, reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do the people suppose that they will be let off because they say we have faith and they will not be tested? This is not the case. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Certainly we tested those people who were before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. This verse refers to one of the philosophies of divine trials and tests. So Allah tests all the people, so Allah surely ascertain those who are truthful, الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, and He shall surely ascertain the liars. So according to some narrations, the Holy Prophet, addressing all Muslims, refers to the fact that whatever has happened to the nations before you, that is before Muslims, will happen to Muslim nation as well. And one of them is divine trials and tribulations. So this is a divine tradition, the fact that all the people will be tested, some through money, some through poverty, some through afflictions, some through happiness, and so on and so forth. So there is no exception to that. All the people need to be prepared for divine tests and to have enough, readiness to be successful in that. And this is a reality. But what are the secrets for that? If you have time, you may discuss it today or...
That's actually what I was waiting to get into, inshallah. In the next episode, since we're out of time this time, dear listeners, we hope that you've enjoyed this discussion. We've been defining a lot of terminology today. We've been talking about the definition of fitna. We've been talking about the definition of akhir al-zaman, the end times. And we've been just introducing, really, the subjects that we're going to be diving deeper into next time, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin Al-Hasan, Imam Al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
أرضك طوعا وتمتعه